God bless you. Thank you for stopping by. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 16, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." There are forces that accompany the gospel that we preach. What happens when we preach the gospel to people is that we release, or that the Holy Spirit is released to that individual to bring conviction and eventually conviction. You know, we principally release the Spirit of truth when we share the gospel. Each time you tell somebody about Jesus, the Spirit of truth is moved at that moment. He's activated to bring conviction, which will eventually lead to conviction. Everything man operates on before he gets saved is a lie. Is a lie. Satan is the father of lies. How he deceived Eve was all lies. All big lies. Everything about him is just there to tell people lies. So I don't care what kind of life looks successful in the outside that people are living. That's a common flag. It's a lie. Every life that anyone lived before he got saved is a life of lie. The devil's ministry is to get man through lie by lying. And God's ministry is to release the Spirit of truth to set man free. So it is truth against lie. However, it is required that, you know, the word of truth is first released before the Spirit of truth can operate. Though he can walk, talking about the Spirit of truth now, he can walk to create the atmosphere for the word to be communicated. You know, I'm going to give us an example of this. I was coming back from work and I met someone. He was just sitting, taking the sunshine. He was under the sunlight and just receiving some sunlight. And I didn't even notice. I wasn't prepared to say anything, to preach or to tell somebody about Jesus, you know. So I turned back. I was almost on my way home. And the Holy Spirit just told me, "Hey, go talk to that man." And the way he was dressed, the way he looks, it looks like maybe devil worshiper, those people that put on black and everything. But I have to obey the voice. So God, thank God, I had a tract in my bag, so I brought it out and, you know, I gave it to this man. And he said, "Oh," I said, "Jesus loves you." I gave him the tract and said, "Jesus loves you." He said, "Oh no, I don't have anything to do with Jesus." I say, "It doesn't matter, just take and read." And somehow, he took that tract. He took it. And he sat down. I saw him open some page. And all of a sudden, this man that was having some good time under the sun, you know, even though the sun was, you know, fading off, just took off his jacket, took off his jacket, and he was on the way. So what happened was there. The Holy Spirit created an atmosphere. And that atmosphere is that he will listen to what I have to say. But I was needed to communicate this word of truth. I know arguing with him, you know, that time won't be of necessity if I start telling him, no, I just handed him over the track. And the most, you know, important aspect of it is that he took it. Unlike most of the people that I met, when you tell them Jesus loves you, that's the end of it. You don't take, they don't take anything from you. They want nothing. But this man took it. You know. So you see, he already prepared the atmosphere. I was actually praying for this man the day after, when the Holy Spirit started revealing those truths to me about, you know, communicating the truth. He said, don't worry, the Spirit of truth you have been released to go with him. Wow, easy it is. No wonder Jesus said that my yoke is indeed easy. Everything about the kingdom is easy. But it would take us for the gospel of Christ to be accomplished. It would take us for the gospel of Christ to be accomplished. It's just like creation, for example. When God, before God stepped in to start speaking, the Holy Spirit moved. He created the atmosphere for everything to what? To submit to the authority of God's word. So that's what happens to us when we share the gospel with someone else. You know? And yeah. And this is why also, you know, we go to church. We go to church because it's an atmosphere of truth. It's an atmosphere of truth. It is where the truth can strive. That is why you people who are unable to get saved, just stepping outside a church, just stepping into the place of truth, they are free. They are free. So what happened is that first the Spirit created the atmosphere, then the Word of God is communicated, and that brings conviction. And eventually, conviction. The Holy Ghost can create the atmosphere, but he needs you to go tell the truth so he can set the captives free. So in the kingdom of God, it's very beautiful because it's a walk of us. Us. It's not I think. It's a walk of us. Can the Holy Spirit not do it by himself? Of course, there's some people who just encountered them, you know. But it's a spiritual law of us. That was why when God was creating man, he said, let us, you know, it's an us thing. You know, it takes us for the kingdom of God to flourish. Hallelujah. Are you not happy that you're part of us? Praise God. Praise God. In the book of John chapter 16 and verse 12. Let me just quickly read. It said, I still have many, Jesus was talking to his disciples. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, what he speaks, and he will tell you things to come. The disciples couldn't understand so many things Jesus was telling them. Their eyes were withholden. Why? Because the Spirit of truth has not yet come. What Jesus came to do was to prepare the ground. Was to prepare the ground, that ground is that the blood be shed. That ground is that man be free from the depth he holds in the spiritual realm, that we cause the Holy Spirit to move. And that was what Jesus did. And when Jesus went, what happened? He sent the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. He said, you can't understand it now, no matter how I try to tell you. But when the Spirit of truth comes, and really, when the Spirit of truth came, we saw the demonstration of power in these same disciples who were always afraid. Peter, for example. who betrayed Jesus three times became what? A giant in the spirit. Because the spirit of truth had come. So that's how it operates. That is how it operates. Each time you tell someone about Jesus, you release the spirit of truth. So you don't have to kill yourself about how, deliberate how that person is going to get saved. Just release the spirit of truth. No wonder Jesus said, you know, it's making sense to me now. What Jesus said when he said, my yoke is really easy. Because it takes us. Have you tried to do something yourself? And compare it to when two, three persons, other persons joined you. Very easy. It saves time. So that's how it operates. That's how it works. Stop thinking you're the one that will save these people. Just speak the truth. And the truth, which is the Holy Ghost, will set them free. Amen. Amen. I'm so intoxicated this morning. I just feel like to share it with us. Understand, each time you go out, you are bringing truth against lie. And because the Holy Spirit is the truth that cannot be stopped, no lie can stand it. No lie can stand it. It's like that testimony I shared with her, you know, concerning a young man I talked to. Immediately, he became so uncomfortable. I don't know, maybe he has never heard any word Jesus all his life. I don't know. Maybe no one has ever preached to him. I can't tell. But he became, immediately, he read that word. I saw him open the tract. He became uncomfortable. That spirit versus spirit walking. He walked away. This was a man just sitting comfortably. You think you spend the whole day there. But wow. He went off. Why? The match, the force that will break the hold of lie in his life has come. Has come. And he win. I know he win over that young man. I know you will win. So that's how it operates. So I want you to go out there telling people about Jesus. because he is the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth is going with you. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. I see you again. Remain blessed and don't stop sharing the gospel.